This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush yesterday defended his decision not to declassify a 28-page section of a congressional report on the September 11th attacks. That section deals with how a foreign government may have supported the perpetrators of the attacks. Those who have seen the classified version strongly suggest that that government is Saudi Arabia. While the House of Representatives is in recess, bipartisan pressure is building in the Senate to overrule the president and declassify at least part of that censored section. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
President Bush told reporters that should the threat to national security diminish, the classified section of the congressional report could perhaps be made public. But now, he added, is not the time to do so.
It would reveal sources and methods. By that I mean it would show people how we collect information and on whom we're collecting information.
The president said he made that clear on Tuesday to Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, who went to the White House in a highly public appeal for release of the 28 pages. It should be just as clear, the president said, to members of Congress. One of them, Democrat Bob Graham, is now a presidential contender, but last year co-chaired the probe that led to the congressional report as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Graham says the president is embarrassed to declassify those 28 pages because they detail blunders by U.S. intelligence and law enforcement agencies.
It's my assessment that since most of this material relates to events that occurred in the late 1990s and up until September the 11th of 2001, that there's not very much in here that either is going to interfere with an ongoing investigation or is going to reveal sources and methods.
An Alabama Republican, Richard Shelby, another former chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says he just reviewed the censored section twice and thinks as much as 95% of it could be made public without compromising intelligence in any way.
The American people, I think, are crying out to know more about who funds, who aids and abets terrorist activities around the world through charities, through individual participation, and high up that goes in powerful families and or governments.
Others share that view. Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel is a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
I think it's in the interest of this administration to have some of this opened up. But when you keep information bottled up, there's always a cloud that hangs over the issue. And when two former chairmen of the Senate Intelligence Committee, both very responsible, say that we can open a lot of this up and declassify it, then that means something to me.
Bowing to what he called a request from various members, the current chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee announced yesterday he'll begin a review, possibly this week, of the classified material by going over it with the FBI and CIA. Republican Pat Roberts of Kansas confirmed that his committee has the authority to begin declassifying intelligence, although he seemed reluctant to do so.
I don't want to put the committee in a position to set a precedent where the Intelligence Committee classifies or declassifies classified material. I don't think that's proper, and that starts something that I don't think we want to get into.
And the intelligence panel's top Democrat, Jay Rockefeller, showed similar misgivings about bypassing the president to declassify the report's censored section.
The 28 pages, which I have about two-thirds reread, are filled with complexities which have further consequences. So they're just saying classify, don't classify, it's not that easy at all.
Meanwhile, New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer is collecting signatures for a letter that he and Kansas Republican Senator Sam Brownback drew up. It asks the president to declassify the 28 pages. Schumer says not declassifying would send the wrong message about the nation's anti-terror effort.
And I think we want to show that there's overwhelming sentiment in the Senate to do it.
So far, Schumer's collected 40 signatures from his colleagues, but Brownback is the only Republican so far to sign the document. He says the president's strong stance against releasing the classified information has caused some colleagues to think twice. But as one senior Republican put it, this is an issue that is not going to go away. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.